This week we start Sefer Vayikra with Parshas Vayikra, and the focus is on Korbanos. And I always find it fascinating learning about Korbanos, but in particular learning the messages that can apply to us today, even though we don't currently have the Korbanos or a Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have a Mir Tashem 5 Divrei Torah, starting towards the beginning of the Parsha, second Pasuk, it's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Adam, Ki Akriv Mikem, Korban LaShem, Adam, when a person brings forth a Korban to Hashem. And the focus here is on the word Adam. Why is it using the word Adam? That's fairly unusual. Usually you'd say, Ish Ki Akriv Mikem, Korban LaShem. Why Adam? So Rashi says it's actually going back, a reference to Adam HaRishon. So we're coming to learn a message, a lesson from Adam HaRishon. So Rashi says as follows, Adam Lama Nemar. Why are we using this word Adam as opposed to each? He says as follows, Ma Adam HaRishon lo hikriv min hagezel shal kol hayashalo. When Adam HaRishon brought his korban is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he never brought something from anything that he didn't own. He would never use gezel. He never used an asset that he misappropriated, that he took from somebody else, because he owned the whole world. He was the only person around. So too, it's coming out to teach us a lesson. Just like Adam only used money that was fully clean in order to bring his korban, or an asset that was fully clean, not that it was somebody else's. So too, when we bring a korban, it cannot be from gezel, it has to be clean money. It applies not only to korbanos, but anything, for example, donations to institutions, to nonprofits and the like, clean money should be donated, and as well, the institution should be strict to only receive clean money, not that was taken from somebody else through any form of impropriety. Now, that is a little bit background. The Avnei Ozel builds on the concept. Actually, he doesn't so much build on the concept as he uses the Adam. He gives his own explanation. Why do we have a remez here? Why are we talking about Adam HaRishon? And he learns another important message as follows. Kedei lelamed lo le'adam. It's coming to teach us this remez, this hint to Adam HaRishon, to teach us all a lesson that if we want our offerings, and it doesn't have to be limited to korbanos per se, as we'll talk about in a little bit, if we want it to be full, complete, truthful, what we have to do is alav lintoa b'kibo et ha'akara habrua. What we have to do is we have to instill with us the recognition, the fact She'ein b'chol ha'olam kulo, that there is not in the world anyone who can do good for us or bad for us, something positive or negative, except that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know that. It's not a matter of, I want a raise, so it's about my boss. I have an enemy, and it's about him. Good and bad in the world, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to realize this from Adam HaRishon. Just like in Adam HaRishon, there was no other being at the time. Accordingly, it was clear to him that if something good happened, it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If something negative happened, it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you can't point fingers at other people saying it's because of him or because of her, but rather you have to have faith that everything was from Hashem. So too nowadays, even though there are people around and we have to interact with people and they may be our bosses and our peers and the like, and we may think that good and bad comes from them, but we have to know that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Azayachol hu liyot samuch hu batul. You can be sure, shekorbana yiratzeh. If we can only have that view, understanding that everything is from Hashem, then we know that when we have any offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do our actions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to know that that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. Not that we are pointing elsewhere, thinking what our parnasa comes from other places or negatives comes from other places. Ein od milvado. Just like at the time, it was so clear to Adam because there was no one else. So too, it has to be so clear to us that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 2. It's just the next pasuk. We don't have to go very far. Perek Aleph, pasuk Gimel, Yakriv Oso Lirtzono Lifnei Hashem. When you bring that korban, bring it Lirtzono, to his will, to his desire, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ksav and a Kabbalah says as follows, that the Iker Kavana, when we bring a Korban, what do we have to be thinking, what do we have to be doing, what are our thoughts, what are our beliefs? We have to be Mevatal ourselves, nullify ourselves, V'yakriv es kol ritzono, and when we bring something to Kadosh Baruch Hu, talking about Korbanos, we have to bring our entire desire. That is what we have to bring forth to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about me. It's about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to nullify our desires, kach shekol kolchosav, accordingly that all of our kolchos, all of our strengths, be that spiritual strengths, religious strengths, physical strengths, that we are dedicating them to the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And accordingly, let's get to our pasuk. Yakriv oso lirtzono. We have to be makriv it. What is that? We have to be makriv our ratzon, our desires. It has to be that we don't have independent desires to do X, Y, and Z against the Torah or not in alignment with the Torah. But the ikra of a korban is to bring something that is the ratzon, the desire of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And same thing, even if we're not talking about korbanos, but anything that we do, when we daven, when we do any action in life, that has to be for the proper purposes and not for improper purposes. That's why liritzon olivnei Hashem, we should bring it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the ratzon. Our ratzon should become the Kadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, and we should fulfill His ratzon lifnei Hashem. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3. It's talking about a certain type of korban called an ola offering, and this is specifically from a bird. It's a bird offering in the form of a korban ola. So it says in the pasuk, "Vahesir es mora so binatz no tzatovi hishlich," that you should remove its crop with its feathers. That's the mora is the crop and notza is the feathers, and you should throw it away, discard it. What's going on here? First, what's a crop? What is that mora? So a crop is a muscular pouch that's located in the front of a bird's neck. It's on top of the chest or the sternum. And the point here is that the food initially goes to the crop. So it's before it's digested in the stomach. So it's kind of a part of the esophagus, and it's a place that the bird stores its food, not actively, but that's what the body of the bird does. It stores the food there, and then it gets digested there afterwards. So Rashi makes the comment, why do we have to discard this mora? Why do we have to discard the crop when we're bringing this this korban, this offering on the Mizbeach? So Rashi says, Shebishvil shenizo min hagezel. When it comes to a bird, the bird will eat anything, anywhere. It doesn't care if it's owned by somebody else who flies around and takes it, as opposed to animals that there's control. You can put them in fences. You can limit what they're eating. A bird will go and eat anything it so desires, even if it's stolen goods. Doesn't care whatsoever. And accordingly, we're not going to offer up the mora, this crop, because that's where in it is the food that's still discernible. That hasn't been digested yet. And accordingly, we can see, oh, this is his food. This is Yanki's food. This is Yitzchak's food. This is Avram's food in the mora. So we got to get rid of it because it's full of gezels, full of food that's been stolen. So the Al-Sheikh says something very interesting. He says, why are we particularly teaching this halacha, that you have to get rid of the mora, when talking about the type of offering that is brought by a poor person? A poor person, somebody who's impoverished, they can't afford to bring a more expensive korban, so they bring the offering in the form of a bird offering. So why specifically are we learning this halacha? Get rid of that mora, get rid of the mora for the crop from this from a bird offering, in the context of teaching us that when it comes to an offering brought by somebody who's destitute, somebody who's poor, can't afford something else. So the Al-Sheikh says as follows, the Torah is teaching us as follows, Davar Zeh Eitzel Korbono Shal Ha'ani Lo Amdein, coming to teach us, Shafilu Ha'ani, even when somebody is destitute, somebody is poor, he should not Al Yore Heter La'atzmo, he shouldn't be Melamed Heter, meaning he shouldn't find excuses why he can take the money from somebody else. Even somebody who is destitute, you have to adhere to ethics, honesty, and don't think to say, because he has so much money and I don't, I'm going to go take some of it, I'm going to do some shady deals and the like. Even somebody who needs the money desperately, there is never a time that you can justify. There's no justification for taking somebody else's money for stealing. And accordingly, that's why we are taught this lesson by the Olas Ha'of, by the bird offering of the Ani, to teach us that even somebody who's poor, there's never excuse. Get rid of that crop because it has It has gezel, it has stolen goods, stolen food in it. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 4. This is talking about the meal offering. We brought of flour. This is called a Korban Mincha. We're in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And it says as follows, as a Braisa and Pitum HaKtores that we say, very famous. Tani Bar Kapara. Well, first the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, Ki Kol Sor Cho Devash, any leavening and no honey, we should not offer it up. Lo taktiru b'menei she'el Hashem. We can't have it go up in smoke. We can't offer that. So it's very interesting. We are talking about an offering. And if we would add something positive, like se'or or dvash, let's focus on the honey, it would make it smell even better. So we would think to say, even though it's not required of us, even though the Torah doesn't talk about it, adding honey to the Korban Mincha, but let me do it. I'm going to want to offer it because it's going to smell fantastic. It's going to be an even greater reyach nichoach l'Hashem, a great aroma scent to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I add to the recipe of the Korban Mincha, I'm going to put in the honey as well. So Tani Bar Kapara, this is the Braisa of Pitum HaKtores. Bar Kapara teaches us, Elu, Ilu haya nosen bar kortov shel dvash, ein adam yachol lomar b'nei vrecha. If you had added in even a small amount, a kortov, a dvash of honey, people wouldn't be able to withstand themselves. It would be so amazing, the smell. It would be just unearthly. It would be heavenly if we would add in just a little bit honey. So why don't we do it? V'lama in ma'arvim b'dvash. Why don't we do it? So it says, because the Torah said, you're not allowed to. That's our pasuk. You're not allowed to do it. And that's why you can't do it. So I saw an interesting board. He says, what's going on here? What's the question that Tani Bar Kapara, that Bar Kapara is asking? Why don't we add in? And what's the response? What's the answer here that, oh, the Torah tells us don't do it? Certainly, Vadai, it's clear that we can't do it because the Torah tells us. Of course, the Torah says you can't add dvash, you can't do it. So what's going on here, this question? Why not? Can't do it because the Torah says you can't do it. And if the kavana lishol matamash or zot Torah, and if the question is, what's the reason that the Torah told us not to add dvash? If we're saying, what's the rationale for this? It would smell amazing. So what type of answer is that? Because the Torah said, don't do it. We don't ever explain the rationale for it. So the whole question and answer seem a little bit strange here. So I saw the explanation that goes as follows. Etzem hadavar she'im arvin dvash b'mincha. The fundamental key here, obviously, that we don't add in dvash, we don't add in honey into Korban Mincha, even though that it could add an unbelievable smell, obviously, is because the Torah says you can't do it. You can't do it. So what's going on here? So the question and answer, really, what's going on here is as follows. Harehu kishla'atzmo reach nichoach l'Hashem yisbarach. It's saying, why don't we do it? Why don't we add in dvash? It would be an amazing thing. The answer is as follows. Why don't we do it? Because the real reach nichoach that God wants is when we adhere to the Torah. It's not simply the response, it's the Torah said don't do it. No. The reach nichoach, we want to add the dvash because we think that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. We want to add the dvash to make it smell better. No, that's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is that we listen to the Torah. And if the Torah says don't do it, we don't do it. If the Torah says do it, we do it. And by virtue of our listening to the Torah, even though we think we can improve on the Torah, but we can add dvash. It can smell even better. But the Torah said, don't do it. And we adhere to that, even though our desire is something else. But nonetheless, we say, the Torah says, don't do it, don't do it. That is the greatest reach nichoach, the greatest aroma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we adhere to what the Torah wants, even when we think we can do something better, or even when we think that we can approve it. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. Just listen to the Torah, do what it says, and that is the reyach nichoach that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 5. We are in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Zayin, talking about the Korban Chatas, a sin offering of somebody's sins. So they bring a Korban Chatas. It says, V'nefesh achas techeta. If an individual, one person sins, then you bring a Korban Chatas. So the Tiferet Shmuel says something very interesting. He says, there's a concept when something becomes impure. If something becomes impure, when does that happen? When it becomes departed, it becomes detached from where it was originally. So, for example, if you have something that's attached to the ground, you have an apple. As long as it's attached to the ground, it cannot become tame. But when it becomes detached and it becomes in contact with tuma, that is when it can be subject to tuma. Just keeping this on a higher level. So when something is at its original source, it doesn't become impure. But when it becomes detached, when it comes separated from its original source, that is when it's subject to tuma. Now, it's not only items, says the Tirush for Shmuel. The same thing applies to Klal Yisrael. As long as somebody is attached, has connection to Klal Yisrael, or individuals of Klal Yisrael, other Jews, they have that achdus, they have that unity together, they are connected, harehem im melet smudim al shosham, they are connected still to where they are from originally, and the tuma cannot come and attack them. They have a connection, they have that unity. You're part of a minyan, you're part of a community, you're part of a shul. That is when you're protected. However, im nefesh achas, if one person separates, if you're a soul individual, it means that you are not connected to Klal Yisrael. You're separated from themselves. You're like that apple that's been detached and you have no longer that have that connection. If you are just a Nefesh Achas, you're a soul Jew with no connection to other Jews, no connection to a minyan, no connection to a Rav, no connection to a shul, that is when Techeta, you can very easily or will become tame, you will become impure, have a very difficult time to stay connected to the Torah, can't daven with a minion, you won't have friends to keep you in check. So she's reading the drush as follows, Nevesh Achas, if you're a soul ranger, you're so just by yourself and you're not part of the Klal Yisrael, Techeta, that is only going to lead to sin and negative things because you aren't connected anymore to your original source of spirituality, which is Klal Yisrael. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.